Menarchy. A menarchy is a society with the smallest possible government. The U.S. Constitution was originally sold as a menarchist form of government. The power of the central government was supposed to be limited. Over the centuries, U.S. government has changed from somewhat menarchist to mostly tyrannical. I think there's a good case to be made that this will always happen to any menarchy. That's essentially what people are saying when they say democracy always morphs into tyranny. Anarchy, of course, is a total lack of any government. The word anarchist has a negative connotation. Libertarian is a nice word. To me, the two words have exactly the same literal meaning. I'll use libertarian in this discussion to honestly reflect my pro-liberty attitude. The question I have is, will any anarchist society morph into a menarchist society and then into tyranny? Is a libertarian society stable? Will it continue indefinitely as long as there is no outside interference? History provides us with plenty of evidence that less authoritarian forms of social organization are more stable. The Roman Empire lasted for a few hundred years, but the Roman Catholic Church has lasted for 2,000 years and counting. Can we take that reasoning to its extreme case and say that a libertarian society will last forever? Forever is a mighty big word. But even a tiny fraction of forever could yield a substantial increase in peace and prosperity. As it stands, we are in an authoritarian cycle of menarchy, tyranny, and crash. Rinse and repeat. A cycle of liberty, menarchy, tyranny, and crash could be a big step up for minimizing authoritarian crimes. I can't say that a libertarian society will last forever. But there is evidence to suggest that a society with a libertarian form of social organization will last longer than a menarchy. If a person wants to get more money, he is probably going to try doing more of what he is already doing to get money. That's how menarchy becomes tyranny. By definition, a menarchy is funded by armed robbery. That leads to an evil feedback loop that destroys civilizations. State crimes increase, and eventually there is a systemic crash. On the other hand, no one in a libertarian society has a license to commit crimes. So if they do more of the constructive things they're already doing, it only makes the society more prosperous. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.